Tom.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, welcome. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Glad you're with us each week. Stephen away this week. He's got a family priority going down. He's at a wedding tonight, actually, celebrating the nuptials of a niece. In the Baldwin clan, and so we're glad and happy and celebrating that with him, and but still here with you. 888-340-3373. My name is Kevin McCullough. I'm half of Baldwin McCullough, the McCullough half, in case you were confused. But here's what we've kind of opened the door on. The main issue that has kind of come to the surface as it relates to Libya and Benghazi, and the attack on our ambassador, and the dragging of his body through the streets, and the killing of two of our Navy SEALs, and a former Air Force officer, who, by the way, those three men died valiantly. They weren't assigned to the ambassador's security detail. This was something else the administration lied about. They had made it seem as though these guys were assigned to the ambassador for his safety. They weren't. They happened to be at the consulate. They all happened to be trained in heavy fire and weapons operation. But there was not 1 ounce of security diligence done for the consulate before he returned, even in the midst of active terrorist warnings that Libya had given the U.S. administration information on. No due diligence was done. No readiness factors were taken into consideration. And there was an active threat against the ambassador. And how do we know this? Partly from the words of Ambassador Stevens himself. He wrote in his journal that he felt like he was going to be targeted. Friends, this is a scandal of the biggest proportion. And the fact that the media has largely ignored it, the fact that they've kind of yawned and shrugged their shoulders and said, I don't know. Friends, it's a scandal. And at least, I mean, there's one Navy SEALs family that has gotten very, they're just completely unsatisfied with what they've done thus far. So here's what I want to know. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Even Republicans are saying, well, Ambassador Rice she's got to resign. If she resigns, you know, then that's what needs to happen. Friends, I've got a column coming out at townhall.com tonight at midnight. And I say that misses the point completely. I think we've got to go much further than Dr. Rice resigning. I'll explain why coming up. First, I want to go back to Houston, Texas, because Mr. Thunder was there, and he was explaining some of his thoughts on this, particularly as it has to do with public demonstrations. Mr. Thunder, welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough Live. Glad you're with us.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. I hope my audio is still decent.
Yeah, sounds fine.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Okay, great. Yeah, the reason I called in was relative to the investigation subsequent to the actual attacks that killed Ambassador Stevens and so on. The information that I have to share with you here is actually a public service announcement by the State Department's Travel Bureau or Travel Advisory off of their own website.
Okay.
Look this up, and I wanted to share it with you and your listeners.
Sure.
If that would be okay.
Sure, go ahead.
From it. It seems to be that there's a rampant lack of security that's dating back way before this incident took place and associated with Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood, and so on and so forth. Kind of makes it you know, right along the lines of what you just said about security is severely lacking. But here's the excerpt from the State Department. Public demonstrations occur frequently in Libya in the central squares of cities, such as Martyrs Square in Tripoli, Freedom Square in Benghazi, U.S. citizens are advised to avoid these demonstrations and take cover if they hear celebratory gunfire. Next paragraph. Recent worldwide terrorism alerts, including the Department of State's worldwide caution, which have stated that extremist groups continue to plan terrorist attacks against U.S. interests in the Middle East region. In June of 2012, an unknown group of attackers detonated an improvised explosive device outside the compound of the U.S. Embassy's office in Benghazi. There have also been attacks on diplomatic vehicle convoys. Any U.S. citizen who decides to travel to Libya should maintain a strong security posture by being aware of surroundings, avoiding crowds and demonstrations, keeping a low profile in varying times and routes for all required travel. Next paragraph. The Department of State advises U.S. citizens to exercise caution and comply with local regulations when traveling in desert and border regions of Libya. Terrorist attacks in Algeria, the June 2009 murder of a U.S. citizen teacher in Mauritania, kidnappings of Western tourists in desert regions of Tunisia and Egypt in 2011 and 2012, northern Niger in 2010, and Mali in January of 2009, and the terrorist activity of Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb in North Africa are indicative of a continued threat in the region. Filming or taking photographs of anything that could be perceived as being of military or security interest may result in problems with the Libyan authorities.
And this is all on the State Department's website, you said.
That is correct. And the reason I looked this up was not necessarily on the specifics that you were talking about, but the excerpt from this website, I looked it up to confirm that there is actually an embassy in Benghazi, in which case this was actually disputed by some sources, you know, over the internet and whatever other
right.
there may be out there. But there was actually some people stating that there is no embassy. Well, what happened was the embassy had just previously, like a month or two before, been reopened after it had been attacked.
Right.
I mean, like a couple, 3 months before this incident with the attack which killed Ambassador Stevens, which tells me that, hey, it looks like any representative that we send to the Middle East, no matter, you know, where it is going to be subject to these kinds of attacks. Therefore, if we don't protect our own and depend on the local or state governments in those particular, you know, areas or those you know, outposts of the United States, the embassies, consulate offices, and what have you, we're actually neglecting all forms of security advisories put out by the various intelligence agencies and the Department of State especially.
And Mr. Thunder, and thank you for the call, by the way, and the information, tremendously in eye-opening to me that the State Department has those specific cautions on it. And yet, when Ambassador Stevens, 7 days before the attack in Benghazi, is speaking in Western Europe, I think it was in Germany, I'm not exactly sure, but I know that he was on he had to go and participate in a conference or something. He was there. He had not returned to Benghazi yet. According to the British papers, according to the Israeli papers, intelligence officials in more than one country had knowledge that the Libyans were communicating that Al-Qaeda was active. It looked like they were planning a hit on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, and they were trying to strongly get the message of this to the administration. The administration could have held Mr. Stevens in Europe, just said, just stay in the hotel for a couple of days. We'll give you a little mini vacation. I know you want to get back and help the Libyan people. By the way, this man was an amazing ambassador. This is one of our best guys. He took very risky means to get into Libya during the revolution and had helped them formulate their representative government and do everything from kind of the ground up. And you saw after the attacks happened, the Libyan people that had nothing to do with the attack on the consulate holding up signs saying, "We love Mr. Stevens." This is a scandal of the first degree, of the biggest order. And our president acted like it was no big deal. Oh, well, yeah, we got intelligence, but you may as well go on back to Benghazi. Yeah, nothing's really going to happen. You know why? Because the administration fundamentally doesn't look at terror as something that is real. They look at it as crime. They look at it as a gang thug war on the south side of Chicago. And they think, well, if we just have, you know, stronger police and tough talk and, you know, bring summits together where people can sit down and talk. No, it doesn't improve that way. Want to take your calls, 888-340-3373. But everyone is saying, well, Susan Rice needs to resign. And you know what's going to happen? If she does, everybody will forget anything about this. Mark my words, that's what's going to happen. If she resigns, everybody said, well, see, it was all taken care of. See, the president did the hard thing. The president's supporters say, see, he did the hard thing. He got rid of his UN ambassador. It's a bunch of hogwash. More of your calls coming up. Will it be enough? Would it be enough? 888-340-3373.
I'm Kevin McCullough. You may know me from talk radio or from my stints on Fox News. But today I want to let you in on a secret. How much was your last energy bill? I asked my lovely bride not long ago. We're paying $300 a month for our electric and natural gas, and we're on the budget program. See, at the end of the year, we got another bill for another $600 for our use of energy resources. If that's too much for you, and it was for me, then do what I did and call my friend Stuart Lynn. Stuart can help you save 20 to 40% off your energy supplies. And beyond that, he's helped some people get their energy for free. That's right. No cost to you whatsoever. And still others, he's figured out ways to help them make money off of using their electricity and natural gas. Want more information? Call Stu. 877-532-1821. 877-532-1821. Online at stulynn.com or call 877-532-1821. That's 877-532-1821. 877-532-1821.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 28th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1780.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,824.68, $9,1234 for a half ounce, or $456.17 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,824.68, $9,1234, and $456.17.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi. What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6 month, 3 month, 1 month, or 7 day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live on a Saturday night. If it's 9 o'clock Eastern, you found us, and we're glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. Online, BaldwinMcCullough.com. You can also join the Kevin McCullough Facebook page by going to Facebook.com/KMC01. And I've got links to all these stories that we're talking about tonight. At midnight tonight, townhall.com will publish my newest syndicated piece. And in it, I kind of go detail by detail of why I think Susan Rice resigning doesn't even begin to scratch the surface as to what needs to still happen in relationship to this. Let me just remind you of this fact. As early as September 4th, reporters for the Jerusalem Post were able to confirm that Libyan intelligence was issuing warnings to the Obama administration as to the looming violent environment, the intentions of the organized terror forces on the ground, and the approximate timeline of a coming attack. That was 7 days before the incident. This was followed closely on the heels by British media on September the 9th. Meanwhile, the Libyans were talking to our administration, saying, we think this is going to happen. Sources confirmed this week that after the attack, the U.S. was clearly told of al-Qaeda's involvement within about 24 hours. They'd been told it was likely going to be an al-Qaeda attack beforehand, so this should have not been a surprise. They were told about the meticulous planning, and yet 5 days later, Dr. Rice, the lapdog for the administration, was sent out on the shows to say, oh, it's this terrible movie. That's a bad movie. It's horrible. It's like a J-Lo feature film. I mean, it's bad. Like, no acting, no singing. That's how it's similar to J-Lo. The dancing was much worse than a J-Lo film, but everything else was about equal. Why am I picking on J-Lo? I don't know. I'm just being mean tonight. 888-340-3373. But 5 days later, she's out there saying, it's this film, it's a spontaneous demonstration. And she said it on five major news shows on Sunday morning. Those are the most watched news programs of the week. In other words, that's how you get lies to the American people. If you really want to lie to them, you go on the Sunday morning news shows. Then, just a couple of days after that, President Obama and Secretary Clinton both repeated those lies at the Memorial Homecoming ceremony. Did you watch that ceremony? I did. As they rolled the caskets in, and they had the chaplain come, and then Secretary Clinton gave a long speech, but as part of what she said in the middle of it, she said, you know, this was in reaction to this terrible film that the U.S. had nothing to do with. That's a bunch of baloney, friends. We knew 24 hours after the fact that it had nothing to do with that. And she brings it up at the memorial ceremony on national television and with the victims' families members there in the hangar with her. She was lying to their face, and Obama was standing behind her, and he repeated the lie when he spoke, and they both were complicit in saying things that were blatantly untrue to the American people. And they knew it.
Oh, well, Bush lied when he said that Iraq had weapons.
The difference was the entire world thought that they did. In this case, the administration was the only people that knew the truth, because the American people hadn't learned it yet. 888-340-3373. Line 1, Annie is in the Bronx in New York. Listen to AM 970, The Answer. Annie, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm going to speak like a freight train, because I want to bring up three major ironies.
Okay.
First of all, I do agree with you with Rice. I don't think that's going to amount to much, but I do think that it's necessary rhetoric to bring the attention to the public. Now, the irony is that we have gone from having Bush going into Iraq and Gaddafi himself, of his own will, giving up weapons of mass destruction, to now having our embassies and ambassador perish. That's irony number one. Irony number two, that the money that we once used to give to the military to actually keep down the Muslim Brotherhood is now being given to them and being told to support the very a government that we used to try to suppress. And irony number three is that funny how now there's all this support for Egypt, but when Mubarak needed just a little time frame he asked for to make a decent transition from his governing to something a bit more sensible. He did not necessarily want the Muslim Brotherhood to take over. This is very surreal, and I don't think a lot of people remember that during his campaign, and I have a little momentum here, I'm staring at it and with nausea, but I keep it there for a reminder. There's the face of Barack Obama with the headpiece of Tutankhamun. There was an actual campaign when he was a senator in Egypt, in Cairo, and that's very important because that's just very spooky. And right now, I believe that giving money to Egypt is detrimental because the military is not only at odds with itself, but is at odds with the people and the very government. Because the government, they're accustomed to receiving money from America to actually keep the very people that are reigning now, to keep them down, and it's just crazy.
To keep them under control, yeah.
In office right now.
No, Annie, you're absolutely right, and thanks for those observations. You know, until you put it in that context, I hadn't completely forgotten, but I mean, I knew that it was the case, but it is important to make mention. Thanks for the call. Yeah, when we were strong fighting the terrorists, Gaddafi's knees rattled. Like, he was so nervous that he gave up his entire nuke program and called us. Yes, Mr. Bush, you want to come and take my nukes? And we did. We got on the plane and went. He didn't sound that Italian, I guess, at the time. But we did. We took all of his material, all of his fissile materials and everything that he had worked on. We actually hauled it to the U.S. and stuck it in warehouses here. But now, those same Al-Qaeda operating in that country is so at risk that Al-Qaeda could penetrate it, infiltrate it. And friends, what you haven't even talked about on the major news, because everybody, all the attention was given to the killing of our ambassador. The CIA safe house that was attacked just shortly after the consulate was, and they used mortars and shells on that place too, actually killed some of our best informants. Assets that we had spent years developing are gone. And this is all a direct response because the administration went, I don't think it's going to happen. I got golf to play. 888-340-3373. So now the solution to everybody is, well, let's have Dr. Rice resign. Really? That's going to do it? That have the UN ambassador, the most worthless cabinet member in the cabinet, have her resign? How about Hillary Clinton? How about President Obama? 888-340-3373. Some people have said these lies were worse than Nixon and Clinton. What do you think? 888-340-3373. Taking your calls when we continue on Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
F.O.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night. Stephen Baldwin, the actor, Kevin McCullough of Fox News and townhall.com. Tonight my column will erupt, hopefully, in some strong reaction. I want people to think through not only what we are dealing with in that region of the world, but how we're responding to it here at home. And I think that the response has been woefully incompetent so far. What do you mean, Kev? Well, quite honestly, I think there needs to be a lot more done. We had warnings ahead of time that Benghazi was going to come under attack, almost down to the very technique that they were going to use. We have not even begun the official investigation that everybody is saying, well, we've got to wait until the investigation's over before we can comment. No, I don't think so. But the FBI hasn't even really begun, and it's been, what, 2 weeks now? What's going to be left to find? We've got the thoughts of Ambassador Stevens in his own journal, fearing for his life. We had the Libyan authorities trying to tell the U.S. intelligence authorities that things on the ground were getting bad. We had international intelligence groups like the Israelis and the Brits saying to their media that the Americans were being warned. And here's kind of the knife in the back and then the twist at the end. The president goes to the UN this week and again invokes the idea of the videotape of the YouTube, the stupid little YouTube nothing film. And he says, and I'm paraphrasing here, but no film should ever give someone the right to riot against, you know, an embassy or a consulate. The idea that he was still putting forward that narrative, still, and he didn't say terrorism once in his speech to the UN, but he's out there advancing this idea that people are still getting mad about someone else having the right to speak freely. And then, under the cover of night on Friday, they went and they arrested the guy that made the film. It has nothing to do with the attacks, we're told. But that's not stopping us from... See, we the American people are expected to believe that a resignation by the UN ambassador, and maybe the least effective UN ambassador we've ever had, would somehow solve the issues of dishonest narrative, the mangling of intelligence, the negligence of sending a great ambassador to his own assassination because we could have kept him in Europe, lying to the national media five times over on a Sunday, forcing an innocent man to do a perp walk, then arresting him, and continuing to tell the same lie to the gathered body of nations. Friends, this is much more than just Dr. Rice taking the fall for this. This is blatant abdication of duty by the executive branch. And by the way, they still work for us. We need to take action. Line 2, Lisa in Long Island. Welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough Live, listening to AM 970 The Answer in New York. Hi.
Hi, dear. Obama's cover-up proves that his Middle East foreign policy is a disaster. It will hurt him in the election. He says, I got Bin Laden, so we can't talk about foreign policy. No, this is great for Mitt Romney. He's got to grab this because he's getting briefings now. And also, Al-Qaeda's back. Obama did not want a terrorist attack on 9/11 on his record before the election. We got to get rid of him. This man lied and four men died in Benghazi. That's what people are saying on all over the web. Obama lied, four men died. And this is day 18. We're still talking about it.
Right.
So this is a disaster for him, and I'm glad because I want Mitt Romney in quick. Look at Israel. Israel's in the worst. It's a disaster for itself. There's no more 1979 Camp David Accords because his good friend, the Muslim Brotherhood, Morsi, violated that. There's tanks and weapons in the Sinai. So it's a disaster, and four more years of Obama we can't take, whether here or over in over there, anywhere. As far, like Ann Coulter says, foreign policy by a liberal never works, and it's true. I'm not laughing.
Lisa,
you know.
I hear what you're saying. Thank you for the call. 888-340-3373. You know that Romney and Netanyahu, by the way, have a really good relationship, and they went ahead and met this last week. After the president had announced he didn't have time for Netanyahu, guess who got on the phone late yesterday to talk to Netanyahu? Oh, by the way, can we have a chat? Yeah, here over the phone. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to Dion in Queens, New York, because he or she, I'm not sure who it is saying that there may be another uprising scheduled in the very near future that some of the same media and intelligence is telling us. I want to know the details on that. Plus, take your calls, 888-340-3373. Should Dr. Susan Rice resign, will that solve this issue in your minds? 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
Every 2 seconds, a child becomes an orphan. 44,000 children become orphaned every single day. And every 90 seconds, an orphan dies from starvation and preventable malnutrition. Every 90 seconds. That's why the talk radio hosts Danny Johnson, Stephen Baldwin, and Kevin McCullough are combining efforts along with Food for Orphans for 2012 and 2012. Our desire is to try to feed 2012 orphans in the calendar year of 2012. $92 will feed an orphan right now for the next entire year. That's 25 cents a meal. And friends, this is a specially designed diet. It has 17 vitamins and nutrients that are unique to orphans' malnourished states. Call now 1-888-340-3373 or jump online to 2012in2012.info. That's 2012 in 2012.info.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Stephen Baldwin, the actor. Kevin McCullough, the writer. Radio talk show guy, Fox News guy. I do a little bit of all of it. I just don't do the acting. Anyway, we're glad you're with us. Coming up, townhall.com tonight and all day tomorrow, make sure you read my piece titled Why Rice Resigning Misses the Point. It's a very important piece. I detail the entire timeline of what has happened and why I think her resignation is not going to really prove anything. It's not going to improve anything. 888-340-3373. But she may not even resign. I mean, there's not enough pressure on her yet. There's a lot of lawmakers calling for her to, but I think it's woefully short of what needs to happen. Let's go to line three. Dion is listening to AM 970 The Answer, calling from Queens. Dion, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. What's your thought on the Benghazi issue, the Rice resignation, and where we go from here?
Hi, Kevin. The first thing I'd like to say is it's in reference to the people knowing and not knowing. Right now, there's the Israeli news report that there's a 50,000 Muslim Brotherhood that are going to be transferred to Jordan to create an uprising that has threatened the King Abdullah by October 10th. That's just 10 days from now. But if he doesn't resign, they're going to go over there and do the same thing they did in Egypt. So I'm just, like forewarning, because the rodeo There is the royal clown, there is the media here in America. They don't report anything that happens in Israel. So I get my information through the internet and then so forth as far as the news articles. I don't know how reliable they are, but they're strictly warning.
But you're saying that Israeli media is reporting similar uprisings to occur on October 10th. See, this is what they were reporting that was going to take place in Libya on September the 11th.
50,000 people. You know, there's a proverb that says, confidence in an unfaithful man in a time of trouble is like a bad toothache and a foot out of joint. That's Proverbs 29:19.
Dion, let me ask you a question. Are you Jewish yourself?
No, I'm not, but I'm pro-Israel.
You're pro-Israel,
and I'm
okay.
I'm totally against what's going on with the people not existing and you don't have this right and... It's totally wrong. It's been totally against this.
Yeah, how many mainstream networks did you hear report last week what the Prime Minister of Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood dude, and Ahmadinejad actually said in their speeches to the UN, where they talked about the occupiers needing to see their time on this earth come to an end, where they openly said that they didn't belong in that region of the world. You couldn't buy a minute of time for ABC, CBS, and NBC to report on it. And yet it was very, very bold stuff that they were saying.
Well, like I said, they're the rodeo clowns protecting their man, Obama. And that's exactly what it is. I heard that on the radio today. I started cracking up. That's exactly what it is. Plus, they do not report anything in reference to Israel. And unfortunately... Israel has to do what they have to do. I am definitely pro-Israel, and I'm pro-humanity. I'm totally against violence and against these actions, but at the same time, again, with the leaders here, their God is money. We have a God, they have a God, and apparently, this is something that's been going on for thousands and thousands of years, and people need to understand that these people are never going to accept our way. We are children of the light. They are children of the dark. Whether the media agrees with it or not, that's what it boils down to.
Deanna, appreciate the call. Thank you. 888-340-3373. Three phone lines open. 888-340-3373. I'd love to ask you your opinion of this, by the way. Does anyone in the sound of my voice tonight suppose that the families of the ambassador, the retired Air Force officer, or the two Navy SEALs that died in Benghazi, do you suppose that any of them think that the resignation of the UN ambassador is a significant enough demonstration of, I don't know, sorrow or woe over how this was handled? Do you think that comforts them at all? 888-340-3373. If you were in their shoes, if you were the families of the ambassador or of the retired Air Force officer or one of the two Navy SEALs families that had their loved one come home in a body bag, if you had gone to a ceremony where their body lay in rest in a airport hangar where the President of the United States and the Secretary of State both repeated the lie that this was not a terrorist incident, that it was about a movie that somebody made, how would you respond? How would you take this as a family member of one of those people? If you were in their shoes, what would be your response? Would you be striking out, saying to the administration, this is unacceptable, or would you just be saying, you know what, I just can't do anything about it, so, oh well. I'm very curious. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. It's like we learn something new about this every single day. And the big headline today was that the president is making the move, and it says he notified Congress on Friday that he would be providing Egypt's new government with an emergency cash infusion of $450 million. This was on this Friday, yesterday. Great day to dump it in the news cycle because the assumption is nobody will be watching. $450 million, $500 million, just shy of $500 million, that's now going to go to the Egyptian government that did nothing to stop the attack on our embassy, the tearing apart of our flag. And the only reason we didn't have anybody hurt in Egypt is because we had already evacuated that embassy. I wish Ambassador Stevens had been so fortunate. We had information that told us his consulate was going to be attacked. 888-340-3373, $450 million, $500 million just shy of, going to the government of Egypt. Should we? I want to know your thoughts. 888-340-3373. And then don't forget the Kevin McCullough column, coming out midnight tonight on townhall.com. That's townhall.com. You can read that. It's about the Rice resignation. Will it be enough or will it miss the mark? Stay with us. This is Baldwin McCullough Live.
Finally, on radio, Danny Johnson.
98% of the population will end up dead or dead broke by the age of 65.
Danny Johnson.
Nationwide, Sunday night.
For you, is that how you want to be? Is that the life that you want? Well, if you look at what everybody else is doing and you live the way they are, then that's what you're going to have.
Why live under the burden of death?
I say, look at what everybody else is doing and do the opposite.
A production of Extreme Media.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free assistance on getting the lowest price possible for your prescription drugs. I'm happy to report that every month, thousands of you are experiencing savings as high as 35%, but on average, about 27% off of what they formerly paid for the prescriptions that they needed. If you've not yet signed up, it's easy to do. Just go to CARESProject.com. That's CARESProject.com and print your card today.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, live from New York. Thank you for being with us on your Saturday night and for telling your friends where you go to find some good binge thinking on the weekends. The website, BaldwinMcCullough.com, we're grateful for your company and grateful for your thoughts and input. We've heard from people from all over tonight, from Anchorage to Tampa and everywhere in between. It's Baldwin McCullough on Saturday nights. Let's quickly go to line one. Richard in Louisville, Kentucky. Richard, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough in for Stevie B and KMC. Your That's thoughts?
Right. Thank you. I think Hillary and Obama both should be impeached. I think they came up with the story about what happened to the ambassador and the SEALs and other personnel, and they tried to maintain it. They told Susan Rice what to say, and so Obama and Hillary are more responsible than Susan Rice, actually.
Yeah, I think that they are, Richard. I don't think anybody on the planet believes that Susan Rice goes, oh, I'm going to go out there and put my neck out on the line and say this without someone telling her to.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I don't think that at all.
And both Hillary and Obama seem to believe if they repeat a falsehood enough times and emphatically enough, everybody will believe it.
Well,
that's just the same thing that Hitler did.
Hillary's got a lot of practice at that, though, Richard.
That's right.
You know, the definition of is all started with her idea of how Bill should defend himself.
This is like a continuation of the Clinton administration.
Well, the only difference is at least Clinton would have gone and done something to try to stop these goons at some point. Richard, thanks for the call. Let's go to line two. Chuck is in Raleigh, North Carolina. Chuck, welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough. Kevin, in for both Stevie B and KMC tonight. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
That's good. I think that as far as Dr. Rice is concerned, that she shouldn't and they shouldn't are to step down. I do feel like that when it comes to the information getting out, proper or improper, is that you should give every and anything time. You don't just go out there to the press and just yell out anything when we already have a group of people in America that's so gun-ho, ready to shoot and kill anything. We already have issues over in the Middle East, so we don't need to stir up it more. I think they've done what they've done properly, because I feel like that if there's any information that came out, it eventually will come out. It's not like that they sold America on weapons of mass destruction. And
all right, Chuck, I appreciate the call. Real quickly, Kay in Fairbanks, Alaska, line three. Kay, you're going to get the final word on this. Hi.
Thanks for having me on. The ambassador might have been allowed to go to his desk because he discovered a politically inconvenient truth about the Muslim Brotherhood and the administration.
That's an interesting thought, Kay. I don't think anybody's looked into that yet, but maybe we should be. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next Saturday.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.